What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bro, everything worth mastering in this life requires repetition. The same movements in the gym, the same boring tasks are not business. Seeing results in this life really does require doing the same things over and over again, but you hate that. You constantly want something new. You want something different. You want variety. You need something fresh every 30 seconds, otherwise you get bored. But bro, mastery doesn't come from trying 100 different things at once. It comes from trying one thing 100 times, but you struggle to do that. You lose interest after the first rep. Bro, work is supposed to feel like work. In the gym, you have to perform the same exercises over and over again if you want to build a better physique. When you're building a business, you have to perform those same mundane, boring tasks day after day. And until you can start embracing repetition, you will probably stay average at whatever it is that you're trying to pursue in life.
I always say this about the most driven individuals. They live a life for many years without balance. People love preaching balance when they don't have a real target. But look at Kobe. Kobe didn't become Kobe on a healthy routine. He became Kobe in empty gyms. And people call that obsession, but they still quote him when they talk about legends. They want outcomes without respecting what it took to get there. Same with Steve Jobs. He was trying to make something undeniable. The kind of focus looks extreme from the outside because most people have never been possessed by a vision. Greatness does not come from balance. It comes from seasons of intensity. And if you're in that season right now, stop apologizing for it. Because the truth is, the world only calls it too much when they're not the ones paying the price.
If your life looks the same in 6 months, it is your fault. Not your boss's fault, not the economy's fault, not your parents, not your past. Because the truth is this, 6 months is 180 days. If you read 10 pages a day, that's 1,800 pages of knowledge. If you work out 3 to 4 times a week, your body will change. If you post content every single day, your business will grow. If you have hard conversations, your relationships will improve. But most people won't do any of that. They scroll, they'll complain, they'll wait for motivation, and then 6 months later, their life looks exactly the same. And they blame everybody else but themselves. So if nothing changes in your life, don't blame life. Blame the person in the mirror.
One of the biggest lies you've ever told yourself: I'm not ready. You're ready because ready isn't a feeling. And even if you don't feel ready, it's a decision you'll make. A decision to take one step in that direction. Make the right decision.
I am no longer going to be watching any football, and I'm no longer going to have Netflix at all. And that is what I'm giving up for 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's what I'm sacrificing. And I think a lot of people create these to-do lists when, in my experience, it's been so much more useful to write down all the things that I'm willing to sacrifice. Because if you sacrifice everything, there's nothing left than to do the one thing that matters.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Most of everyone who's listening to this who isn't achieving what they want is with their time. They think that they're spending all their time working, but you don't even know how to work. I'm being really real with you. Like, you think you know how to work. You don't know how to work. And I'll measure this by, like, what is your output? It's probably not as high as you think. And so rather than trying to learn all these productivity hacks, the ultimate productivity hack is no. N-O.
Where would you be if you observed and judged your own behavior the exact same way that you observe and judge other people's behavior? They watch people do things and they're like, why do they act that way? Why do they make those decisions? Do you ever stop to ask yourself those questions? What if you gave yourself the criticism that you so easily dish out to other people? You got no problem being the armchair quarterback of everyone else's day-to-day lives, but you don't stop to look yourself in the mirror. If you question your own behavior, your own thoughts, your own decisions, just like you do everyone else, I guarantee you're going to find a lot of problems that you're going to want to solve. Problems that if you solve them, you could change your whole life. And you're never going to figure any of that out if your eyes are on everyone else. You're going to spend your whole life focusing on problems that you can't solve.
At a point, you just have to start doing it for a love of the game. I've said this many times before. Living a life of fulfillment and purpose is war. And to be more specific, spiritual war. But also, it doesn't mean it has to be this dreadful thing. Like, yeah, it can certainly be treacherous. There's no doubting that. But there's also kind of a beauty there. Something like a dance or a hauntingly beautiful poem. So like, yeah, it can be hard sometimes, but now such a statement seems so shallow.
If you're listening to me right now and you hear these words and you're somebody that struggles with self-doubt or imposter syndrome, I'm going to tell you something. The research about confidence is very clear that confidence isn't a feeling. You don't feel confident. Confidence, the definition I want you to really embrace and live by, is the willingness to try. Because every time you try, especially in the face of doubt, you are displaying that you believe in your ability to survive whatever happens next. And so it's in the trying that you show yourself that you are capable of trying something and failing. And what makes you feel full of doubt and imposter syndrome is that you sit in your head and tell yourself you can't. And every day that you wake up and you don't do the thing, whether it's going to the gym or asking that person out, stop doing that. Stop. And the second that you take action in a different direction, you start to see yourself differently.
Insert emotion. I'm nervous, I'm excited, I'm whatever. I was like, you know, if you weren't, I'd be worried about you. Because this is a serious commitment. And so the fact that you're nervous or the fact that you're afraid makes you just like everyone else who succeeds. But you know what you have in common with a lot of people that absolutely change their lives? They say the same thing. Do you associate this negative feeling with being the successful person they want to be?
That's not an easy task because we all are trying to be something, but we already are that something we're trying to be. That doesn't mean you can't be better, but it's like accepting and appreciating what you really are, and instead of projecting, you know, something else, takes a lot of pain for your body to take, gets a lot of fears to just disappear. And I don't have an easy path for that. I think it's the hero's journey. You know, what is it? Your life is ordinary and everything seems fine, and then something hits you and that's the call to adventure. It doesn't feel like a call. It feels like someone in your family's got cancer. It feels like, you know, COVID and something shut down your business, you know, or, you know, some issue that's happening in your relationship with your kids. But if you take the call and you go on the journey, you're going to meet some new friends. You're going to find some new mentors. You're going to, you know, you're going to battle with internal things within you and external things. But if you keep going, you're going to eventually slay your dragons and you come out in the hero of your own life and you have something to share. It's not something you read somewhere. It's something you've lived. It makes life really, really beautiful.
Becoming closer to your vision, becoming the person that you strive to be, is not the man perfection, but rather the persistent and pure desire for better and for good. It's easy for us to get hyper-fixated on not making a mistake or not making a wrong turn. When we start to overanalyze and paralyze ourselves with fear or doubt, it makes us hesitant in the way we pursue action. And hesitancy is not good. You know, these mistakes, these failures, these wrong turns ultimately do not matter. The only thing that is demanded of you in order to make the changes that you want to make is the pure and persistent desire to be better and to be good. And this paired with time, anything can be.
You see this? An hourglass. It's a perfect reminder of how time flows. The sand at the top, that's the future, completely out of your control. Sand at the bottom, that's the past, already gone. But this, the flow in the middle, that's the present, and that is where life happens. You can't speed it up, you can't slow it down. All you can do is focus on this moment.
One of the things that I like to teach people, when there's a problem, and we all have problems, not all of us can deal with the world and war, but we can deal with our own problems. When a problem comes up, one of the best things to say is, all is well, everything is working out for my highest good, and out of this situation, this so-called problem, only good will come, and I am safe. And you know, this is something that's very powerful. All is wet, everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this experience, only good will come, and I am safe. And what that does, it quiets your mind down.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm going to look you in the eyes, and I'm going to tell you the future.
The world breaks everyone.
You already know it's going to be wretched.
The very good, the very gentle, the very brave.
If you break, the fight is just beginning.
There's no shame in being a broken man.
This will be the story that I will one day tell.
You just pick up the pieces, rebuild it. Just the way it was, brick for brick.
That means the harder it is.
The pain that's going to come, it's going to come in waves.
The more epic the story.
You must build belief. You must build confidence.
By consequence, the more epic the hero.
You're not ready for what you want until you believe you can get it.
You don't have enough faith in yourself.
You have to believe you can.
You need to have a shift in your perception of yourself. Really convince yourself that you can do it.
And if that's the game that we're playing, if I can construct my belief system, if I can choose at any moment.
Step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on. Something happens for you.
To believe something that's more empowering than I was believing the moment before.
It will enable you to transcend yourself.
Find your impossible. That's what you have to go after.
Winners define themselves by what they made happen. And losers define themselves by what happened to them.
Every morning, guys, I wake up, I look in the mirror, and anxiety fills me. Stressed out. Because I'm like, man, because I'm out of time. I'm out of time. I'm running out. I haven't become the person I want to be yet.
How do you believe? How do you change a belief? Interesting subject. Because I'm going to tell you something. Your results are nothing but the manifestation of your belief system.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing.
But the belief system you have to have. If you expect to lose, you will. I know a lot of guys are very talented. A lot of women are very talented, but they don't think they can do it, and they don't.
This is why thinking is so vital. This is why a goal is so important. Because we will become that. This is why people who set goals achieve them. The trouble with men is not in achieving their goals. They do that. It's in establishing them.
Well, I think there's an infinite source of supply. We've been endowed with mental faculties that the most erudite scientists won't even guess at. I think most people wander around in a deep sleep and they don't think, they don't invest in themselves. And the second they wake up and start doing that, everything starts to change. $1 million is not a lot of money. We're creative beings. We're working with an infinite power. And once we start to understand the power of our mind and then start to understand how to utilize it properly, then we'll understand that we can do virtually anything.
Whenever you look at somebody that's been successful, do not allow yourself to make them extraordinary at your expense.
You're capable of whatever it is that they're capable of. But it comes down to the mental constructs that you're going to have to build and leverage in your own mind in order to do something great. And that became my driver. We set out to actively ask one question. What would we do and love every day, even if we were failing?
Nietzsche said, "I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges."
Everybody wants to win, but in order to know how to win, you got to know how to lose, because you're going to lose more than you're going to win. But every time you lose, what do you gain from it? So every time I've lost, people say, "You got to jump right back up. You know, get back right on your feet again." And I disagree with that. After you lose, or when you get knocked down, stay down there for a minute.
But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're willing to try to do something, not trying is failure.
It takes courage to act. Part of being hungry when you've been defeated, it takes courage to start over again. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, "Here I go again. And I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me."
95% of the game, like I said before, is right up here, guys. If you guys can believe you can do this, then today I'm no longer be a f***ing loser. Today I'm going to change my f***ing path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this hole. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same search of emotions. I want to be different. And last I looked, every single day I'm getting older, meaning running out of time.
It has nothing to do with who you are today. Don't worry about that. I'm not very interested in the person that I am today. I am a far cry from the person that I can imagine and the person I promised myself that I will continue to work to become. So it's not about who you are. It's about who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
You're going to be attacked, betrayed, exposed, and humiliated. And you survive that. A lot of people can climb that mountain. It's the way down that breaks them. Because that's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer. You're going to be remembered forever.
Greatness isn't built on the days you feel good. It's not built on motivation, on bursts of inspiration, or on fleeting moments of clarity. Greatness is built in the quiet, unremarkable moments, the ones where no one's watching, where no one's clapping, where no one even knows you're putting in the work. The truth is, anyone can show up when they feel like it. When the energy is there, when the stars align, when the path feels easy, showing up doesn't take much. But what separates those who achieve extraordinary things from those who don't is the ability to show up when it's hard, when you're tired, when you're frustrated, when you're discouraged, when you'd rather do anything else than take that next step. That's when greatness is built. Not in the moments when it's easy, but in the moments when it's not. Motivation is a myth. It's unreliable. It comes and goes. One day, You wake up ready to take on the world. And the next, you can't even get out of bed. If you wait for motivation to show up before you do, you'll spend your entire life waiting. Discipline, on the other hand, doesn't care how you feel. It doesn't care if you're tired, if you're uninspired, if you're overwhelmed. Discipline shows up anyway. Discipline says, I'm here to do the work, no matter what. And when you commit to showing up, even when you don't feel like it, something incredible happens. You build momentum. You prove to yourself over and over again that you can keep going, even when it's hard. And that momentum? That's where transformation happens.
Consistency is the secret to greatness. It's not about the big dramatic moments. It's about the small, seemingly insignificant choices you make every single day. Think about it. A single workout won't change your body, but showing up at the gym consistently will. Writing one page won't make you an author, but writing every day will. Taking one step forward won't get you to the finish line, but taking a step every day will. Consistency compounds. It's the foundation on which everything else is built. And the people who achieve extraordinary things, they're not the ones who work hard when they feel like it. They're the ones who work hard every day, regardless of how they feel. The first step to building discipline is to make showing up non-negotiable. It's not about whether you feel like it. It's not about whether the conditions are perfect. It's about committing to the process, no matter what. Set a standard for yourself. Maybe it's writing 500 words a day. Maybe it's going to the gym 3 times a week. Maybe it's spending 10 minutes every morning meditating. Whatever it is, make the commitment and then honor it. When you make showing up a non-negotiable part of your life, you take the decision-making out of the equation. It's no longer about whether you want to. It's about the fact that you said you would.
One of the biggest mistakes people make is focusing too much on the outcome. When the results don't come as quickly as they'd like, they lose motivation and give up. The key to consistency is to fall in love with the process, not the result. Show up because it's who you are, not because of what you hope to achieve. Show up because you value growth, because you value commitment, because you value keeping the promises you make to yourself. The results will come, but they're a byproduct of the process, not the other way around. Discipline doesn't mean doing everything all at once. It doesn't mean overhauling your entire life overnight. It means starting where you are, with what you have, and taking the smallest step forward. If you're struggling to show up, shrink the task. Can't write a chapter? Write a sentence. Can't do an hour-long workout? Do 10 minutes. Can't meditate for 15 minutes? Try 5. The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. And every small step you take is a step closer to where you want to be. Discipline thrives on structure. When you have a routine, showing up becomes automatic. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to argue with yourself. You just do it. Set a specific time and place for the things that matter to you. Make them a part of your day, like brushing your teeth or eating lunch. The more consistent you are, the more ingrained the habit becomes.
Discipline is what turns dreams into reality.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's what separates the people who talk about what they want from the people who actually make it happen. And it's something you can cultivate, one small step at a time. So make the commitment to show up, even when it's hard, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it feels like nothing is happening. Because the act of showing up, day after day, step after step, that's what builds greatness. That's what changes lives. And when you look back on your journey, you won't remember the days you felt like giving up. You'll remember the days you showed up anyway. That's where the magic happens. That's where greatness is built. So, show up and keep showing up, no matter what.
Chaos. It's a word we use when life feels out of control, when nothing makes sense, and you're standing in the middle of it all, wondering which way to turn. Chaos can be overwhelming. It can feel like the ground beneath your feet has disappeared, like the world is spinning too fast, like no matter how hard you try, you can't catch your breath. Maybe you're in that place right now. Maybe your plans fell apart. Maybe you've lost something or someone you thought you couldn't live without. Maybe life didn't just throw you a curveball. It hit you with a storm. And in the middle of that storm, it's easy to feel lost, to feel like there's no purpose, no reason, no sense to any of it. But here's the thing about chaos. It's not the end of your story. Chaos is uncomfortable, yes. It's messy, painful, unpredictable. But it's also fertile ground. Because when life strips away everything you thought you knew, when it forces you to let go of the plans you clung to so tightly, it creates space. Space to rebuild. Space to grow. Space to find meaning in places you never would have looked before.
The first step to finding meaning in chaos is to stop fighting it. Stop trying to force it into order. Stop clinging to what was. Stop resisting the reality of what is. Chaos is part of life. It always has been, and it always will be. No matter how carefully you plan, no matter how hard you work, life will throw things at you that you didn't see coming. And that's not a failure. That's being human. When you accept the chaos, you stop wasting energy on trying to control the uncontrollable. You free yourself to focus on what matters, how you respond, what you learn, and who you become in the process.
Chaos doesn't just happen randomly. It's a teacher, if you're willing to learn. Every setback, every disappointment, every challenge holds a lesson. Maybe it's teaching you resilience. Maybe it's showing you what you truly value. Maybe it's pushing you to grow in ways you wouldn't have chosen on your own. Ask yourself, what is this chaos trying to teach me? What can I learn from this experience? The answers won't always come right away. But when you start looking for the lessons, you'll begin to see that even in the messiest, most painful moments, there's something to be gained. Here's the truth. Chaos doesn't come with meaning built in. It's not going to hand you a neatly wrapped lesson or a clear sense of purpose. Meaning isn't something you find, it's something you create. In the middle of the storm, you get to decide what this moment would mean to you. You get to decide whether it will break you or build you. Whether it will be the chapter where you gave up or the chapter where you rose. Maybe the chaos in your life right now is an opportunity to let go of something that wasn't serving you. Maybe it's a chance to rediscover who you are without the labels, the expectations, the plans you thought you needed. Maybe it's the push you needed to step into a new chapter, even if you're scared of what comes next. The meaning isn't out there waiting for you. It's inside you, waiting to be created. In times of chaos, it's easy to feel powerless, like life is happening to you and there's nothing you can do about it. But even in the most uncertain times, there are things you can control. You can control your attitude, your effort, your choices. You can control how you show up, even when the world feels like it's falling apart.
Trust that the chaos in your life right now is part of a bigger picture, one that you can't fully see yet, but one that's being painted nonetheless. Trust that the struggles you're facing now are shaping you into someone stronger, wiser, more resilient. Chaos thrives in the unknown, and the unknown is scary because it's unpredictable, but it's also full of possibility. When life doesn't go according to plan, it creates room for something new, something you might not have chosen, but something that could turn out to be exactly what you needed. Let go of the need to have all the answers. Embrace the uncertainty. And remember that some of the best things in life come from the moments when everything seemed to fall apart.
Chaos isn't comfortable, but it's where transformation begins. It's where old patterns are broken, where new possibilities emerge, where you discover what you're truly capable of. So if you're in the middle of chaos right now, don't give up. Don't let it break you. Look for the lessons, create your own meaning, and trust that this moment, as hard as it is part of something bigger. You are stronger than the chaos. You are bigger than the storm. And when the dust settles, you'll see that this wasn't the end. It was the beginning of something extraordinary. Let the chaos shape you, not define you. Let it teach you, not defeat you. And let it remind you that even in the messiest moments, there is still purpose to be found. The storm may rage, but so do you.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You wake up every single morning and you have a choice. You can choose to do the thing that you did yesterday that got you closer to your goal, or you can choose to do something else. That's your choice. So if you're asking me how to stay consistent, you just have to choose to do the thing you did yesterday that got you closer to your goals. The reason you don't stay consistent is because you make the wrong choice. There's no hack. There's no secret. There's no motivational video that's going to make it so you make the right choice.
When you have nothing left, and you feel like emptiness is the only thing that you know, it's very easy to fall into hopelessness. But have you ever thought that maybe you have to be emptied of what was so that you can be refilled with what's to be? Maybe this emptiness is what you've been asking for in its infancy. So maybe you're empty on purpose.
Find something. Find a thing that you genuinely enjoy, because getting good at things you genuinely enjoy is extremely beneficial.
The less you challenge yourself, the less you grow. You can't run from discomfort because you think you can't overcome it. Put yourself in situations that force you to improve, build new habits, and destroy the bad ones. In order to feel fulfilled in this life, you always need a dragon to slay. So set a goal, choose your own adventure, and embrace the challenge.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them. When your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
You see, what stands between us and achieving even our most ambitious dreams has far less to do with possessing some magical skill or talent, and far more to do with how we approach problems and make decisions to solve them.
You're living on frequencies. Now, when you think of something, what you've done is you flipped your brain onto a higher frequency. The very fact you can see it is all the proof you need to know you could get it. What you have to do is raise your level of consciousness to that frequency. And then you will attract whatever's on that frequency, all the good you need to manifest the idea. Any idea that's held in the mind, that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, so it could be better, good, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. It starts to move into form.
The way that I see it, given that we don't know the future, given that much of our motivations are invisible to us, we're not a crystal pond that we can see into, you have to have some form of delusion about what's going to happen in the future. You're trying your best to see the way that it's going to be, but given that the glass could be half empty or half full, why not have a delusion that's going to be useful to you, one of hope, even in the face and the understanding that things might be difficult and that there's going to be obstacles?
Even when I do not feel like doing something, to do it.
That my brain doesn't dictate how. My brain does not get to choose. My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave all the time. I just can't let it do it anymore. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "God will sell you anything at the price of labor." And that is true. So what you have to do is, if you want something, you have to work for it. And most people that think that the world is based off of luck have never truly worked for something. Not enough to understand that luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success. And you have to increase your probabilities by increasing your skill set.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged. Do it anyway. However you got to get it done, make sure it gets done. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates those that get what they want from those that only talk about what they want. So whatever you got to do, get it done.
All heard it. It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to.
You have to understand you are on your own unique journey, and your truth is going to be unique to you. So as you go down that journey of trying to be authentically who you were made to be and find your truth, there's going to be so many people that do not agree or do not align with that path.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what? I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, you've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first.
You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes.
Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
You may have a lack of confidence because you just haven't been showing up for yourself. Your words have no meaning. You don't have to stay in the past. We don't even have to go too far into the future in our mind. We come back to this present moment. We say, you know what? My presence is perfection and my presence has purpose. And yeah, I haven't been showing up for myself. Yeah, there's been a lack of accountability. But you know what? I have another step. I have another breath. And in this next step and then this next breath, I make change.
The quote goes like this: one day, day one. One day, or day one.
How do you know what you're used to is better than the life that's to come? When life starts changing, when life starts moving, when things start evolving, when people start changing, when you start growing, oftentimes if we've had a set of great experiences in our past, when it says, how do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come? And so when you think about the life that's to come, new normal, right? A transition, having to pivot, having to make different decisions, having to make a new career choice, having to close the door in a chapter on another career. How do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come, right? Embrace it. It goes together. One is glorious, one is wretched, right? It goes together, man.
And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path. It's a position that you want to actually be in, because once you push through this time of extreme stress, pressure, and anxiety, on the other side is the promised land that you've been looking for.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but the better one than you are right now.
I have got to decide what it is that you want the future to look like. And the more specific and the more clear you are, the more likely it's going to happen. The more you understand of what that moment is that you're trying to create and why you're trying to create it, and then you now can build the plan and the strategy to get there. Now you look at that end and the result and what you want it to be and how you're going to feel and what it's going to mean to you, and you just keep visualizing yourself there the entire step of the way. The entire step of the way, and it is going to eventually reveal itself, all the things that you need to do in order to get there.
Self-confidence is self-trust, and it's self-confidence is the process of keeping the promises that you make to yourself. So the way we begin to build our self-confidence up is we start setting promises up with ourselves that we keep. You need to begin to make promises to yourself. Set up the game early where you can keep them. Stack that stuff and create momentum. And what happens is you will begin to build a reputation with yourself that you can trust you.
What does it mean to live an infinite life? Clearly, our lives are finite. We're born, we die, we come, we go. But life is infinite. The game of life will continue with us or without us. Which means every single one of us has a choice. We don't get to choose the nature of the game. Life is infinite. We don't even get to choose if we want to play in the game or not. Once you're born, you're in it. We get one choice. Do you want to play with a finite mindset? Or do you want to play with an infinite mindset? To play with a finite mindset means waking up every day and say, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be better than everybody else. And when you die, you take none of it with you. Or we can choose to live our lives with an infinite mindset, which means I'm going to leave this world in better shape than I found it. It means I'm going to devote my life to see that those around me rise, And we know that we're living with an infinite mindset because our obsession is seeing that we have an impact on the lives of the people around us.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.